News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we're our fellow Americans. We must stand together. Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are, how we go forward from here.
Yeah, I think good words, I think, from President Biden. I think there is the need, Keir, to take some of the heat out of American politics.
He did call Donald Trump evil 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's helpful.
No, I don't think it is. And by the way, there's a pair of them in it.
Yeah, look, I say this as someone, I think Donald Trump is the worst thing to happen to Democratic politics in the Western world in many, many years. I do not like his style of politics and what he did in January 3 years ago. For me, is unforgivable as a Democrat, and I mean Democrat is in terms of somebody who backs
who
the democratic process.
In democracy.
I think what he did was unforgivable. But this idea that, you know, he's a monster, and we've heard people use these phrases, he's evil, and so on, that doesn't help.
A monster is an interesting term because people in politics now, particularly online, monster each other. They literally demonize and villainize and monster each other, so that there's Melania's intervention was interesting in that she said that whoever shot him, that man Crook, that you know, he took away the human side, and that is true. We have allowed the rhetoric, and I do think the online space has been pivotal in all of this. We have allowed the rhetoric to spring up where if someone disagrees with you, they are awful, they are terrible, they are a horrible person. Yeah. And that simply isn't true. And we've always known that in the real world. We learned lessons in the real world that we aren't applying to online. But I do think the temperature needs to dial down in politics in America and elsewhere
and
in the world.
Actually, can I just say one thing on it? I mean, those people who say, let's take politics to the streets, I think that is a really dangerous road to go down. And I think whether it's hard left or hard right saying that, I think once you start taking politics to the street, you start taking it out of the democratic chambers. And I think that is a dangerous thing to do. And that includes those people who protested when Donald Trump was democratically elected president 7 years ago, and who protested in New York at this. I think that's wrong.
Well,
even if you don't like
it's anti-democratic.
It is.
And I also think this acts of violence like this act of violence against Donald Trump may well be what wins him the election. That moment, that iconic photo of the American flag, the Star-Spangled Banner fluttering behind him, the blood across his face and his fist in the air, that may well be what wins the man the election. So these things are counterproductive in the first place. But look,
let us know what you think of it all. The dangers, I think, of moving from the centre in politics as well. But 087 1400 106, what is your take on where American politics and world politics is at the moment?
Yeah, and staying with this story, Josh Crosby, our reporter, is in America, and specifically he's in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention is taking place. Good morning to you, Josh. What's the feeling on the ground there?
Well, Ciara, so it's the early hours of the morning here at the moment, so it's quite calm right now, apart from a bit of a thunderstorm with the weather. But when I arrived here yesterday, there was a strange feeling over the city. And that goes for Chicago as well. You knew there was something that had everyone's attention. These conventions are usually a jovial, lively occasion. Hats, scarves and headbands, Trump flags. And then, of course, plenty of speeches met with protest groups demonstrating. But when the sun rises here in Milwaukee for day one of the Republican convention, one can only assume that the atmosphere will be quite tense. Like, the security for this week was always going to be on a high alert, Ciara. But following the shooting in Pennsylvania, there's certainly a heightened awareness by everyone. Even getting the train from Chicago yesterday, police were doing random screening checks on passengers. I was talking to one woman who makes the trip regularly. She says this was very rare to happen when you're boarding the train. Then when you get here, there are sniffer dogs, concrete barriers. Thousands of police from across the country have been brought in. They're around on golf buggies and cycling around in groups. I saw some sort of SWAT truck. There's a very strong police presence, like an iron wall of defence around the perimeter.
The event doesn't really get going until this evening, Josh. Is that right?
Yes, so there were some meet and greets, welcoming functions on last night, but it's today when things really kick off. There's a convention fest on this afternoon. this is all things Republican and Trump, souvenirs, entertainment. I don't really know what I'm in for there. But look, there are multiple events and venues. The next thing on people's minds after security is the weather. There's a risk of severe thunderstorms here today. Some outlets have even mentioned tornadoes. So hopefully that doesn't dampen the mood. But look, it will be interesting to hear from those who dedicate so much of their lives to Trump and the MAGA movement, just to see how they're feeling after this dark weekend in US politics and why they want change for the country.
And that is News Talk reporter Josh Crosby there. Josh, thank you. And you can follow, of course, all the latest from the US here on News Talk across the day and online, and indeed across the week, that Republican convention lasting until Thursday, when we expect Donald Trump to address the convenees. Now, let's sticking with this. I spoke to Stephen Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation and economic advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign, a little bit earlier this morning, and started by asking him what his personal reaction was to hearing about the potential assassination of Donald Trump.
It was just a complete shock to me and everyone. And just, you know, my heart just leapt when I heard that Trump had been shot, because I didn't know, you know, what kind of condition he was in. And then everyone rushed to the TVs and saw, thankfully, that the bullet had just grazed him. So, you know, we're all shook up about this. I think the whole country is. I think everybody's thankful, but everybody's horrified that this kind of thing was allowed to happen.
I wanted to ask you two things there. One is about the mood currently in the United States. There's obviously a history there. You've had previous presidents assassinated. You've had previous assassination attempts on presidents like Ronald Reagan that were unsuccessful. Has it reopened, or is there a kind of a fevered mood in the United States at the moment in the wake of this?
The States is more divided. You know, Americans, the two parties are so far apart, and the rhetoric has become vicious. And we need to hopefully stop with the overheated rhetoric and stick to the issues. Look, there's an enormously important election that you couldn't pick two parties that were more far apart in terms of their vision for America.
Okay. You mentioned Joe Biden there. Both himself and former President Barack Obama have come out and made comments in the wake of this shooting of Donald Trump. Your reaction to what they said? Obviously, Joe Biden has had a private conversation with Donald Trump. He also referred to him as Donald, which was a sort of a warm, more personalized way of addressing him than we've heard him use towards former President Trump previously.
I was struck by that. And when we had the debate between Biden and Trump, which was just a few weeks ago, you could tell on the stage that they despise each other. And, you know, I don't think Biden ever even looked at Donald Trump during the whole debate. And so this kind of hatred that hopefully will thaw as a result of this, because, you know, look, I would feel the same way if Joe Biden had been shot at. We don't want our political leaders to be assassinated.
No, I think that's a very fair comment there. Stephen, can I ask you your own view on the political impact of this? I think those images of Donald Trump with blood smeared across his cheek and his fist in the air, defiant and, you know, in fairness to him, quite brave considering he had just been shot. He must have been aware that this was an attempt on his life. There was some, you know, with the American flag waving behind him, there are some people saying that that moment is a game changer for the election.
Well, it's too early to tell, but I think it will become an iconic moment in American history. You know, that freeze frame of Donald Trump with, as you said, with blood coming down his cheek and him holding, you know, his fist up saying, you know, we're going to continue to fight. I think Trump comported himself as a leader would. And I think all Americans were impressed with his composure.
Civil unrest hasn't been the fallout. There's nobody calling for people to take up arms and defend the presidency. Nothing along those lines.
No, nothing. I mean, I think people are just thankful. You know, we're all thankful that bullet did not hit his head.
Yeah, but it looks like it was mere chance, as you said, an inch to the right, and Donald Trump could have quite easily been killed by that bullet. President Biden, there's been a lot of conversation around President Biden, around his fitness to run, or around whether or not he is the right, I suppose, candidate for the Democrats. As a member of Trump's campaign, are you quite glad to see him in the race? Still a lot of people suggesting that people in the Trump, I suppose, camp quite willing to run against Joe Biden currently?
Yeah, we want to run against Joe Biden, and not even because of his, because of his, mental issues, but because we want to put our record side by side against Biden's record and let the American people decide. They've both been president now for, almost for 4 years under Biden, and Trump had a 4-year term. And we think if Americans just look at the record of what happened to the economy and what happened to peace and security, that people will choose Trump. But, who knows? We are almost in August, and no one really knows who the Democratic nominee will be.
Obviously, Republicans meeting in Milwaukee from today. Yeah. Is there a conversation around what next for the Trump campaign? This, in a way, despite no one would have wished to see this happen, this in a way has been good for the campaign. Are people talking about President Trump in terms of this invigorating the campaign, or is that just simply too crass?
It's too soon to know, what the reaction will be. I mean, I've just had so many people, on the political right, as I am, who say, what can I do to help on this campaign? People are fired up and they want to contribute their time, their money, their support. So there's a rally around the president.
Okay. And very lastly, Stephen, you've mentioned several times in our conversation about the division, it's referred mm-hmm. to as the United States of America, but currently some people would look at it as the divided States of America, that polarization of politics.
Yeah.
Will this make this worse, do you think, or is this a wake-up moment for people on both sides of the House?
It's too early to tell. Let's face it, this happened just a little over 24 hours yeah. ago. So everyone's still trying to figure out what happened, why it happened. And I hope so. And I think a lot of my colleagues and a lot of millions of Americans hope so too, that the political fight cannot become violent and that we have to figure out how we can get along.
And that was Stephen Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation in the US and current economic advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign, speaking to there a little bit earlier on this morning, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.